This is Femi Kuti, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, how you doing, folks? Yeah? Hanging in? Good. We need that energy. today is a very, very special show. I have Albert Maziboku, who is a member of the group Ladysmith Black Mambazo since its inception 30 years ago. They are the most important and most prominent a cappella group in South Africa. They were big national stars of a style called Izikata Mia. And they were first acknowledged on the international stage from Paul Simon's albums. You probably remember them on the songs like Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes or Homeless. And then they remained important international figures, and they lived through a lot of history. And they were right there. Spent a lot of time with Nelson Mandela. They were there as the apartheid system was overthrown. And we learn a lot of history, a lot of the mysteries become real, are revealed, you know. This music came from dreams, actually. And this music that sounds like angels was born in the minds. It's fascinating. So there's that, but it's also January 30th, 2017, and I would be a fool to not acknowledge that we're living in historic times right now. And, you know, I've been trying to document everything I can. And last week, our president issued an executive order after making a campaign promise of a Muslim ban on immigration. And even legal green card holders were detained. Over 10,000 people descended on JFK Airport, and 1,000 others, myself included, were there as a federal judge was deciding on the legality of this order. You want to hear what the crowd sounded like? Yeah, and then, you know, this never happens. like a movie emerging from the front door as the thousands stood chanting outside of the courthouse. The lawyer from the ACLU announced that the judge indeed had put a stay on the executive order. And the crowd sounded like this. So the point is, We're still living in a democracy, for now. And now we're going to speak with a guy who's lived through many of those changes. And we're going to speak with the man and try to understand what is the internal power. How'd this happen? How could... I can't imagine what the conditions were like in South African mines in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 40s, 30s. But that's where the style of music, where the people sound like angels. So this podcast is brought to us with the support, thank God, of the Rubin Museum of Art, who bring us this piece of wisdom from Nelson Mandela. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. It always seems impossible until it's done. Anyway, there are so many wonderful things happening at the Rubin Museum of Art. I will be there this February 3rd doing a DJ set. Please come and say hi. Then the Ohm Inn. Yeah, come February 24th as Brooklyn Raga Massive presents a group called The Unstruck Sound, and we get really into the concept of Om, teaching some overtone singing, and then get really deep into raga and drone. That's going to be really trippy, and then you can keep going, and Acoustic Mandala Project will, that's my sound bath, sound meditation group. We'll do a whole sound experience where you lie down and like all these incredible sounds from gongs and drones and Tibetan and Nepalese bowls kind of like deliver this sonic transcendent journey. So maybe that'll sell a few of you. Hope to see you there. Let's go and check out a track from Ladysmith Black Mambazo's new album, Walking in the Footsteps of Our Fathers. And once again, as I was saying, it's incredible. This is the music of that people created under extremely challenging conditions. But yet, what is it? How can they do this? How can music sound this beautiful? We'll find out from Albert Maziboku. Thanks for listening.
Weno Tandabantu. Weno tanda bantu, niyatala na mungi tande. Weno pavanti zipo, niyatala na mungi pe. Weno tanda bantu, niyatala na mungi tande.
Wopu batandi,
weno pavanti zipo,
niyatala na mungi pe.
Ite.
Simba,
Tanda Bunga, 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 Bunga,
Bolwamba wethu
Bolwamba
ngashoni hey Ubolwamba Bolwamba wethu
Bolwamba ngashoni
sizongena madu osengkumbule
ibhayi lami
osengkumbule
ihlondo lami
osengkumbule mina bu
Makambu wami
we
hatalami
we
qabane lami
uyini ma
bashona phena
inkomi
inkomi
inkomile mama
inkomile
inkomile na intombi elele bu
shelemba nangawushelelwa mama
inkomi
Inkomile
inkomile mama
inkomile
awafana na intombi yelelo
awushelelwa
nguba awushelelwa nguba shiliwa awushelelwa ngubane ma
shiliwa
uyini
awushelelwa nguba
uye ye
shiliwa
hayi
awushelelwa
ungishelelwe ngubane mina ngazi
awushelelwa nguba
umina ngazi
shiliwa
ungishelelwe ngubane mina ngazi
awushelelwa
nguba umina ngazi Ungishelelwe ngubani angazi
ungishelelwe
ngubani
angazi
Womina ngazi we baba no mama
ungishelelwe
Womina ngazi we baba
ungishelelwe
Womina ngazi we baba no mama
ungishelelwe
Womina ngazi
ungishelelwe
Ukuthi kuhle
bakushelelwe
ngicoba mathabo ngicobekile mina ngosiyami
ungishelelwe
kuhle balindile ngicoba mathabo ngicobekile mina ngosiyami
ungishelelwe
Music, it was developed in the mines long time ago when the people, they left their homes and then they were living in the hostel in the mines. So on their days off, so they entertained each other by singing because these people, they were from different parts of Africa. And then so everyone was singing the music that they used to sing in their homelands. So, but the Zulu people, which that's where we're coming from, was Zulu. And then they are singing, they sing, so if the song is together, so they have to dance, their dancing is stomping the floor. So when they did that around in the hostel that time. So the security guard, they said, no, they're disturbing the other people. So they stop stomping, but they still doing the dancing, but now they just touch the floor and tiptoeing. So that's why the music is called Toes on Fana. It means tiptoe, walk lightly on your toes. Ah. So that's where the music, this kind of music, it was born. So when they take the style back home on their holidays, so people at home said, wow, this is beautiful. They're still doing the dances that we do, but now they are not stopping anymore. So they praise the dancing by saying, oh, some fun. Keep your guys.
Wow, that's amazing. So that is that the translation of Tatamia?
Yes.
Is about the tip. Wow, amazing. And from also a little, I've read that some of the stylistic things within this type of music come from some of the Zulu traditions, and like in terms of how the group stands, in terms of praying before they sing, this kind of thing. Is that accurate? Is that,
you know, that I think it's somewhere there you found Ladies Make Black Mambazo secret, that before we sing, so we stand together, and then we make a cycle, and then we do a prayer. That's just for Ladies Make Black Mambazo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, yeah, that's what we do. And as you said also, that the music is coming from a Zulu dance, because the songs, they are in our language, and we also singing some songs, maybe the songs that the wedding songs, when people get married, from those songs. But Joseph Shabalala, he has his own style of singing and blending voices. So he, when he writes songs, he might take some songs that has been there, like the traditional songs, but he turned them, and then he want, because he always want to make a complete story in the song, because some of the song people, they can say maybe even just two words or three or four words, but Joseph Shabalala wants to tell the whole story. That's why, that's his style.
Mm. And there's also other stylistic innovations that he had. Like I our listeners are very keen on music. A lot of them are musicians, so you can get specific if you like. I'm curious about some of the innovations that Joseph and Lady Smith brought to this music that took it in a different area, you know, in terms of using the voices, in terms of blending the voices.
You know, when it's come to blending the voices, and he's very talented, and so he's got a secret, that when he told me that he had a dream, that he dreamt those people were singing for him, so that's where he learned how to blend the voices, and even how to use your voice. And because most of the time he used to tell us that if you sing, you don't have to shout, but use your voice very strongly. And then I said, how can I do that? It depends what the word you are saying, or the message, or the feeling of the song that you want that person to feel. Even some people, they don't even understand our language, but the music has to talk to them. And then when you sing, the people, they can see maybe your expression, or the expression of the voice, the way you emphasize your voices, and you present your voices. That's his teaching. So that's why when we are in this group, so we know that we have to rehearse all the time, because he said, without being perfect, so your music, it won't be nice as it should be.
Wow, that's amazing. So he figured out a way. Well, one, it's amazing that the music came to him in dreams. Is that unusual within the kind of South African or Zulu way of going through the world, or with that music?
In my knowledge, it's only him that I have learned that he learned the music from the dream while he was asleep.
Yeah.
Never heard the other people. I'm not saying they are not there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the only person that I had, and then so he was is talking something that he can, you know, explain it to you and tells you. Even when we are, I remember when we started to tour around South Africa, because we used to maybe stay in one room the most of the time. So he used to get up maybe in the middle of the night, and then he woke us up and said, "Hey guys, this is a song I just sang." And then because that time we didn't have a tape recorder, and then so he kind of woke us up, and then we woke up, and then he sang the song, and then so we just joined in him, and then he can write some lyrics down, and then he said, "Okay, let's go back to sleep." When we woke up in the morning, and then so our minds were still fresh, so we never forget anything that we've been told. And then so I was amazed that we just dreamed this song. When you listen to it, it's a beautiful song. It's got all the message, melodies and harmonies, everything is there.
Wow. Is there a song on the new album? Because we're going to play, I don't know if you're familiar with which songs are on the latest album, but I wonder if there's a particular song that you remember how it came, you know, if it arrived in that fashion or not.
No, there is a song that it says, Vulani Amasango. I remember that exactly, because that is a song that he woke us up, and then he said, "This is a song I just dreamt."
Wow, that is amazing that you had one foot in the waking world and one foot in the dream world.
Fula namasango singe sebe figile.
Fula namasango sebe figile. Fula namasango abafana beplek mambazo. Fula namasango sitetele nimatuta silitelu wendula. Fula namasango sebe figile. Vula namasango, abafana beplek mambazo. Vula namasango, sitetele ni matuta, sitelu wendula.
Ziyakala,
izingane
zikamshela matu.
Nakumbulu no kwa chozi folish, ukili pambana nama ya makri. Isina mumvali abu, asife zonki zimpondo za batati.
Ziyakala,
izingane
zikamshela
makumbulu no kwa chozi folish, ukili pambana nama ya makri. Isina mumvali abu, asife zonki zimpondo za batati.
Aiwe matuta,
aiwe matuta, usipale mapoti nisina fumela nanga.
Aiwe matuta,
aiwe matuta, usipale mapoti nisina fumela nanga. Hai, umemese langati, ma, ba manga ma. Hai, umemese langati, ma, ba manga ma. Hai, luya anje tulana. Sizo balu msatina, haba manga maa. Hai, lunya lanje tulana. Sizo balu msatina, haba manga maa.
Koma ba
manga, umemese langati.
Chansizwa,
haba manga maa.
Koma ba manga,
umemese langati.
Lunya
lanje, haba manga maa. Hai, lunya lanje tulana. Sizo balu msatina, haba manga maa. Hai, lunya lanje tulana, sizo balu msatina, haba manga ma. Hai, umemese langati,
koma ba
manga, haba manga ma.
Mama ba
nsizwa, umemese langati,
mama manga zisizwa,
haba manga ma.
Hai,
lunya lanje tulana, sizo balu msatina,
ipelele wanda basa ba.
Haba manga ma. Hai, lunya lanje tulana, sizo balu msatina. Aba manga ma,
hai,
umemese langati,
koma ba
manga, aba manga ma,
hai,
umemese langati,
aba manga sintombi,
aba manga ma,
hai,
lunya lanje tulana, sizo balu msatina, aba manga ma,
lunya lanje,
hai, lunya lanje tulana, sizo balu
msatina,
aba manga ma,
hai.
Yeah.
Umnandi
kumnandi kwela yethe mnambi thi.
You know, you lived through so much history and you created so much history. And I've had the luck to interview some other prominent South African musicians like Chuma Sekela and get to spend time with some others. So I'm really curious about the role of music in South Africa and with social change. You know, how important a role did music play in the struggle for apartheid, and what kind of, I know that you guys also, you know, were with many of the important figures and that kind of thing. So just what you saw living through all of this.
You know, the music, it has been a part of the struggle in South Africa because, you know, the South African people, they don't do anything without singing, without music. When they were protesting, so they sing. When they were fighting against apartheid, they were singing. When somebody died, so they sing just to comfort one another. So the music, it has been a part of our lives. And then it's something that it was like food that we eat every day. When we work, I remember that there was a time there were no machines when we grew up anyway to pick up some heavy things, like building something like bridges and whatever. So the people, they sing to have, you know, the power to pick up this thing and then to work in the rhythm, because the music, it makes people walk in the rhythm or work in the rhythm or do things together. So the music, it has been a power behind everything that has been happening in South Africa. And now we sing the music the more just to celebrate and to educate and inspire the other people.
Right, and you guys, as many times, you kind of joined, you know, some of the leaders. I know that like Nelson Mandela would bring you guys when he would win awards and so forth. And I'm curious, like, because for us, some of these people, they're just like statues. they're just almost ideas.
Yeah.
But you got to know him a little bit, I imagine, as a human being. So I was wondering what you know that we might not know in terms of, you know, what maybe misperceptions people might have had or who he was as a normal person. This kind of thing, you know, what did you learn from being around Nelson Mandela?
Nelson Mandela, he was a wonderful person. We met him for the first time in 1990, on July 18, on his birthday. So we were invited, and then we went to his birthday party, and then so we told us, okay, now go to the stage. You know, usually if you are going to sing, so you come at the stage door, which is the back door. So we gone into the stage, and then so we sing the first song, the second song, the third song. So he stood up, and then he came in, then he joined us on the stage, and he danced with us. When the song finishes, so he came and then he shook hands with us, and then he told us that he is a big fan of our music. Our music has been an inspiration for him while he was in jail. And we were very, you know, surprised and very honored. And wow. And then after that he said, everywhere I go, I want you to come with me. And then we went with him in so many places. Like you just mentioned that when he went to Oslo in Norway to receive his Nobel Peace Prize, he requested that Ladysmith Black Mambazo should be there, and then he requested that we should sing at the ceremony. And then we were told that they don't allow the sound system there, so he said they are using their voices, and then we said okay. So we did that. And then after that, on his inauguration, he wanted us to sit where he was sitting. We're sitting with all these the leaders from around the globe. And then he when he went to visit the Queen of England, he said, let's go, guys. And then we went with him, visiting the Pope of Rome, and then he was there. He invited us to his house at Eastern Cape, and we were there. And we had so amazing stories to him. And he was, you know, he was an amazing person. When he opens his mouth and then he said something that is going to make you wonder. And he was amazing, amazing, amazing. And then he had a sense of humor. He was joking, and then we had a wonderful time with him. We spent a lot of time with him. I think we were very blessed, you know, by that.
Wow, what a journey. And I bet you probably, were there other moments like this throughout your life where, you know, I could imagine as a child you would never dream of you know, accompanying world leaders and this kind of thing. Were there other kind of moments in your career where you couldn't believe it was happening?
You know, it's amazing. As a farm boy that I grew up on the farm, I've never even dreamed that will be, you know, doing what I'm doing now, and then the life that I'm living now. But it's a dream come true, and it's also a blessing. I always look back and then I said, wow, if I have known this, maybe I will try to run away. But now in the middle of it, which is wonderful and is great, it feels like a dream that I said, no, don't wake me up, let me stay in this dream forever.
Shalom, 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 Shal